The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
And welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app, along with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Randy Merkin, we've got Jake Cantu, we got you until 10 o'clock. Then it'll be Mike Greenberg with Greeny from 10 to noon, Carmen Yurko 12 to 2.
It's the latest on Zach Wilson.
We'll find out at 10.
Jeff Lagerman, maybe.
Waddle and Sylvie live from Twin Peaks in Warrenville. Coming up from 2 to 6, Bleck and Abdallah from 6 to 8. And it'll be Mike North and Carmen DeFalco, 8 to 9, with the odds couple right here on ESPN 1000. By the way, my friend David Kaplan is stepping away from NBC Sports Chicago, a show unfiltered that I have loved. And even before that, on the old show, we'll watch Cap, because that was the primer to get ready for a night of Chicago sports. Blackhawks, Bulls, White Sox. It's always been there on NBC Sports Chicago, and you made a big announcement yesterday.
I did. Had a unique and amazing opportunity offered to me, so it'll allow me more time with my wife, Mindy, our four sons, their expanding families, and it's far from a retirement. I'm not done on TV. We'll just see what comes down the road. You never know, but for now, I will be done on NBC Sports Chicago. December 30th will be my last broadcast for them. And I loved it there, and I love those people. Thank you, Kevin Cross, John Shipman, and the rest.
Would you like to address the speculation that's out there?
What speculation?
Well, that you've been fired and been set aside at NBC Sports Chicago.
That is not true.
You have not been fired and set aside?
No.
They didn't put your boxes outside the door?
They did not.
And clean out your office?
They did not.
Okay. That's out there, that you were let go because you were bad. And I would say that that's the show that I've enjoyed for a long time, and many have enjoyed.
I'm good with whatever anyone wants to think out there, because the only person that has to know the truth, me and my wife.
And me.
And you. Yes. You know, you've been kept up to every step of the way. You've known what's going on.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. It's just, it's in the newspaper, so I'm not speaking out of school here. There was an opportunity provided to people of a certain age and people.
Let's not go into the weeds there.
And people who have worked X number of years.
Don't do that.
What?
That's not necessary. Let's not do that. Now you're adding more speculation. Don't do that.
I was offered an opportunity and all's well.
Okay, please.
I'm very blessed.
Because now you're...
I know I am, and I...
That's enough.
It's a good thing
okay,
for me
that's
and my
enough.
Family.
God, just... Leaking oil. My God, man. Just let it... Don't... Let me tell you, they got this thing, right? When you're a certain age... Don't do that. Cap, no one needs to know that. For God's sakes.
I'm going to choke here.
And by the way, can I just say this? Sidebar may I approach?
Yeah, brought to you by Aiken Law, $3,126 million for the great Howard Aiken.
Sign my ball. Just want to tickle Aiken because we haven't done it all show.
Yeah.
So, my guy, what? Could you imagine tickling Aiken?
No.
Could you imagine?
He's such a good guy.
Oh, yeah, no question. I'm just saying, Cap, that, Cap is already on vacation mode. You could just tell. And here's how I could tell. It's 8:59. And usually at 10 o'clock when the show ends, I don't need my notes anymore. Take that, Sylvie. You can't have my paper. Rips it in half. Every morning, 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock, he rips the paper in two. And he's in the paper. It's a column on him in the paper from Agress. I'm out. The show's not over. By the way, Cap. Can I check my horoscope?
I tore it.
Exactly. Hey, I want to see Nancy and Sluggo in the comics. You want to hand that over to me?
Can't help you.
How about Cap? What about the, what was it, Andy? Was Andy Cap? Who's the other comic?
Marmaduke.
Yeah, you got that? Can you hand that over to me?
Shredder.
There's something on Lightfoot in the front of the paper I want to see. Can I help you? Why would you tear it up right now at 9? What is wrong with you?
It was like a reaction, and I didn't mean to.
You're already on vacation. Show's not over. We have another hour.
I'm aware.
Tears it in half.
And my wife said, bring the paper home. Sorry.
Unbelievable.
Go to the gas station and get one.
But again, like, my mom would be pissed if I tore up a paper in which I'm in it. Didn't matter to you. It's done. Signed, sealed, delivered. So long, everybody. Paper's in half. What is wrong with you? Hey,
there you go, Twitch.
There's something from Cowley. I'd like to. Can you hand that to me? Some Bulls thoughts? Why do you do that, Randy? I mean, is the show over? No more notes, huh? He's already in Florida, folks. He's already under a coconut tree. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Tearing up more notes. Nothing. Now all this is going to be from the top of the dome. There will be no information in front of him. That's good radio. Jesus. Hey, man. What about the show? You don't see me. I got to go to New York. You see me with tearing up my notes? It's right here. What kind of preparation is that?
I have my notes.
Where? Right, you throw them in the trash already.
No, right here.
I'm in Florida. Take that. You're in Chicago. I don't even know where he is. Randy, he doesn't even know where he is right now. No wonder he retired.
That's surprising.
No wonder he retired from TV. Nonetheless.
Why don't you get to Sean? He's been holding since Christ was a baby.
He can hold. So I want to ask you about the Bears, because we'll get to you, Sean, in a second. I want to ask you about the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the Bears and their matchup against Atlanta. And I know that as we do this show, people are probably flying from O'Hare to Midway to get to Atlanta, warmer climate, and to root for the Bears. So you know why they're dressed up in Bears garb and why they're going. Why people around here in the Chicagoland area will be dressed up watching that game is because they want to see the Bears win, Cap. They want to be entertained. They want to see Justin Fields finally come through in this new reimagined offense that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see the offense do something in a victory. We know the bigger picture. A win does not hurt the Bears' opportunity to get a top draft pick, because this schedule gets harder. Whatever you want to say about the Packers now, you still got to take on Aaron Rodgers. He still owns the Bears. He might not own anyone else, but he owns the Bears, even with the loss against Tennessee yesterday. Eagles, Bills, Lions, Vikings, the Jets is on here as well. If the Bears win this game, it's not going to hurt anything. You'll still get the pick that you want. You just got to make the right selection.
Look, if they go out and they play really well offensively and they lose, I'm good. I don't need a 12-7 Commanders-type game and you come out on the positive end of it. I don't. I want to see the offense operate. Weather will not be a factor. You're indoors. Run the ball. Play action. Make some plays down the field. If Atlanta wins, so be it. I'm good. Just let me see Justin and the offense continue to operate at a high level. I don't want to say, geez, the Lions' adjustment down the stretch. Now Atlanta did that for 60 minutes and we got our ass kicked. No. Let me see the offense play well. I have zero expectation from the defense because they stink, and I'm good.
All right. This is the last time that we could talk about this game, this matchup. Simple question we've asked you this morning, just based on how you feel about the Bears, do you want the Bears to win on Sunday against Atlanta? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Virginia Beach. Here's Deshaun on ESPN 1000.
Deshaun, what's up?
What's up, D?
Hey, what up, Cap? What up, Hoodie? Hey, long-time fan, Hoodie. I was rocking with you back when you on the night show, man.
Oh.
Long-time fan of both of y'all.
Thank you.
And appreciate you.
And thank you for your service, by the way, Deshaun.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you.
Can't wait. Hey, so, Cap, I'm 100% with you on this. Hoodie, you're my dog, but I gotta give it to you, man. You're 100% wrong. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm going to quote one of the wisest people to ever do it, to ever say it. Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win.
Well said.
And sometimes when you win, or lose, you actually tie. And that was Rosie Perez from White Men Can't Jump. At the end of the day, look no further than the Detroit game. And somebody, I think on Twitter, Cap read it earlier in the show, said it. That loss, we moved up, I think, 8 spots.
That's correct.
At the end of the day, we talk about free agency. And we talk about, and we look at the best players in the league, the difference maker players in the league. How were they acquired? The majority of those players were acquired either by drafting them or using draft picks to acquire them. Very rarely do the top difference maker players actually make it to free agency or, you know, are acquired via free agency. Teron Armstead being one that was mentioned earlier. Why? Injury history. It was the question marks for him, right?
Yes.
But the majority of the time is through the draft or using draft capital. At the end of the day, if we end up with a top draft pick and we have teams below us, and it's been said multiple times, I'm beating this dead horse, that are quarterback needy, the higher the pick, the more the value. Most people either aren't aware of or forget that Jimmy Johnson, back when he was coaching the Cowboys, either developed it or he made it popular, came up with this sheet that assigns a point value to every single draft pick.
Correct.
You heard that from Wannstedt, right? You heard that from Wannstedt.
Correct. Wannie said that. We would sit there and he'd be like, hold on a second, I can get X number of points out of this pick. We have to make this trade. And that's how they would acquire more and more picks until they got an amazing team that won multiple Super Bowls.
Understood, Deshaun. We appreciate your input and, of course, your service in the Navy in Virginia Beach listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Now, you see, Deshaun leaves line over for you now. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Do you want the Bears to beat the Atlanta Falcons? We'll hear from Luke Getsy as well as a wounded Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay loss against Tennessee. All part of the mix right here on Cap and J-Hood.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you, brother. I got the email. Appreciate it.
Yeah, when I did the Atlantic 10 for, I don't know, 10, 12 years, I was on this A-10 talk chain.
Yeah.
Petey Buckets is a great follow on Twitter, if Twitter's still alive.
Yeah, I know.
Petey Buckets. Petey Buckets covers the A-10.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a whole write-up on Fordham playing UIC. I said, I got to send this to my guy.
I appreciate that. Going to be a nice long weekend, extended weekend for me.
In New York.
Absolutely.
Actually, in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Never mind. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. By the way, just in case Twitter goes down on the weekend, Cap, give your other handles, because if you follow Elon Musk on Twitter, he's making fun of the fact that all his employees are locked out of the building. I sent you that tweet, by the way. I mean, he's making fun of it. Do you not even care that people have built up a resume, built up a profile?
How about their lives?
What about them? What about the workers that work there and everyone else has got Twitter? So yeah. What's your other handles? We need to know.
That would be at the Capman on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or just go on YouTube, David Kaplan, and you will find the recap channel that I have where I cap off all the different games. R-E-K-A-P. There you go.
And me is IG J Hood for Instagram. And my YouTube page, J Hood Radio, for my YouTube.
Right. So if Twitter dies this weekend, you know how to get us.
Yeah, so you'll be able to find us there, because who knows, man? Who knows?
Jake, were you telling us they fired the engineer and then realized they couldn't get in the building?
They couldn't get back in the building, yeah.
Brought him back in.
And Snap J Hood on Snapchat.
There you go. I have a Snapchat, but I haven't used it in eons.
Seriously, so we were talking to you about the Bears. Some thoughts from Luke Getsy. Getsy's talking about a number of things, including, are you mindful Fields' legs getting tired in the games.
Yeah, no, I think that's with any players. You have to do that, right? If you call seven plays that are directed at Cole Kmet, it's going to be pretty hard for him to be able to do that. So that's with any position. And definitely, we're mindful of that for sure.
Have you seen Velus Jones lately?
No, I think at the very beginning, maybe, but he's done a great job. I think, he's done a great job doing the. It's not like he's not getting reps with us. He's getting reps with us. He's getting reps with the scout team part of it. So he's been great. He's definitely been dialed in. Tyke does a great job with him. He's definitely getting better mentally as far as being able to do more things, too. So I think he's definitely, on the right track.
He's been great. Is he dressing? Mm. He's been great. I love Luke. I'm a big Luke Getzey guy. Mm. He worked for Wani. He was one of Wani's guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wani said he's an awesome person and a really good coach. Don't lie to me that Luke Getzey or Javelis Jones has been great. You haven't even let him dress.
Great in practice.
He's a wonderful young man. He's got a long way to go. We're working with him. He's got great talent, and hopefully someday that will all click. That's a better answer.
Sure.
He's been great.
Yep.
No, he hasn't.
Can't be great if you can't see the field.
See? Correct.
Can't do that. Again, this is not some, podunk town, Chicago. We read through all of that.
Yep.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines. Say hello to DeMarco. He's in Beverly, and I'm jealous on ESPN 1000. Hey, DeMarco.
How you doing, man?
What's up?
So
I'm good. I'm actually, we out here freezing on the construction site. So cold. Don't be telling if I'm outside right now, freezing.
Whereabouts? Where are you at?
Oh, we're over here working. Where are we? 67th in California. It's freezing over here.
Oh, Southwest. All right. Oh,
wow.
Man. That's brutal.
Yeah, Marquette Park.
God bless you, man. You got a nice, strong constitution about you.
Thank you. About the Bears,
good
though. I want the Bears to win, but do I expect them to win? No, not really. I expect Cordarrelle Patterson to have a good game against the Bears also. We should have kept him. We never should have let him go. And I want the Bears to win every game, but I've just been so disappointed these last, 40 years. So I'm just, I'm an optimist, I guess. But that's all I really wanted to say. I'm a huge Bears fan, but they just continue to disappoint, and that's all I got.
DeMarco, you have a wonderful weekend, man, and stay warm out there, okay?
DeMarco, we appreciate the telephone call. Leaves line open, 312-332-ESPN. Southside, Dave's on ESPN 1000. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
What's cracking, Dave?
Nothing much, man. Been listening to you guys, man, for like 15 years, real talk. Like, my whole day through work, everything. So,
you're the best.
You guys.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, so, like, we came into this season knowing what this season was going to be, okay? So, we've discovered that we got a quarterback. We've found out the offense that he's pretty successful in as far as his RPO thing. Now, going forward, we need to put these 6'4", 6'5", guys on the field and kill Harry, Claypool, Kmet, Moody, and then you bring Montgomery out the backfield. We need this kid to start throwing the ball at least 30 times a game to develop that part of his game. We need a complete quarterback going forward. So I would like to see them kind of reinvent the offense like they did in the mini break to more incorporate him dropping back, dissecting defenses, and getting rid of the ball, because ultimately that's what he's going to have to do to be successful.
All right, my friend.
I don't disagree with what he said, that ultimately that is what he's going to have to do to be successful. I just don't think it's possible this year. I don't think you can drop him back 35 times, have him process the field, have receivers that get separation, and not get his head kicked in.
Well, not now. At some point, yes.
Yeah, when you get him more talent.
Yeah.
He, as I was saying, Dave's right.
Yes.
To win big and win with sustained success, Theo, you have to do that. Not this year. We can't do it. Unless we're playing New Trier, it's not going to happen.
South Boston, Virginia, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Pastor Dave on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Pastor.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're great, Pastor. How's the blessing business going?
It's going. You know, it's I just got off sabbatical, so it's it's going really good right now.
Good.
This is probably why I've been listening a lot more than I usually have to listen later in the afternoon instead of live. I always check out later when I'm doing something because I've been pretty busy. But I wanted to send a shout out to Cap. I think it was in 2009. Somehow my DirecTV channel, and that's back when it was like Chicago Tribune Live. I just happened to see that, like, what is that? It worked. I don't know how I got it out here. That's how I started listening to this show because I saw Cap way back when, and I was going through a really bad time at that time, and that was my fix to home, and so Cap was a big part of that, and just been a big fan of his, and there's so many times. I don't always agree with you guys, and I'll yell back at the radio. But my wife, she loves this show because when I came to Chicago and Cap signed my book and how he treated me in that moment, like what you guys do really does matter. And we invite you into our workspaces, our cars, our homes, and we feel like we know you, even though we don't. Like you're part of our lives every day, even when we don't always agree with you, and it's a pretty big deal. So congratulations, Cap and Hoodie. You just
Pastor, I can't begin to tell you what that means. I mean, that you're amazing, and I greatly appreciate you saying that.
You're the Hall of Famer. You guys are like the radio version of Urlacher and Briggs. You know, you're the Hall of Famer, and Hoodie's on his way, right?
I watched Jonathan and listened to him when I was a kid, and I'm telling you, that guy is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, my God.
He is in my book. Love the show, guys. And, Cap, congratulations. Anytime you can spend time with your family, that's a big deal. And so we'll keep listening, and hopefully you have bigger and better things that you're going to be doing going forward.
Appreciate you. Thanks again. God bless.
Absolutely. By the way, we got some real scratchy lines in Virginia for whatever reason.
I know.
The lines that we had two calls.
Crackly.
A little crackly. Like an old 33 and a third record.
Correct.
Like, you know, that's what it sounds like. Old vinyl.
Crackly.
It is. So are you going to make the announcement now that, again, great run at NBC Sports Chicago, right back to coaching? I think that gives more time for you to make one more run, Cap. One more run at coaching. 4 years, get a team in the tournament, get them hot. I'm out!
Yeah, I actually am going to be coaching. My grandson, Ben, is going to play Biddy basketball. And I will be coaching his team. He's going to be 2 in February. When he turns 5, that's when the first league is. And I have signed a multi-year deal to coach his team.
There's no coaching when you're coaching. There's no coaching 2-year-olds, Cap.
My team, there will be.
There okay. is no 2-year-old basketball.
I said 5. When he's 5.
When he's 5.
And okay. I watched Zetterman's.
There's no coaching at 5 years old.
I watched Zetterman's kid play. That dude that runs that team, not Danny, that dude is a coach. That team plays hard. They play with purpose. And that's how my kids are going to play. Or they won't have
dinner.
Then
you'll be 60. You're turning 62 tomorrow, right?
Right.
So you'll be 65 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it works. 62 plus 3 is 65.
Mm. Will you be tearing up your notes before the show when you coach too? I mean,
we won't need notes. Oh. Where we're going, we won't need.
Oh, it's
going
to be off the top of your head. Oh, that would be a mess. 312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Oh God, that mess up there in that dome. It's a million things going on at the same time. Nothing accomplished, but just a whole bunch of things in that mind of yours. My God, what's in that helmet? Listening on the ESPN Chicago app in Farmington, Minnesota. Here's Curtis on ESPN 1000.
Curtis!
Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop. What's up, man?
Thank you so much, fellas. I really appreciate for taking my call. Cap, have a wonderful, wonderful birthday weekend. It is such a blessing to be out there to doing what you do and everything. I really appreciate you. And just like the previous caller said, you are a part of our lives. You are part of mine because we love listening to you guys every day. You keep us laughing through these tough times. So have a wonderful, wonderful, great birthday.
Appreciate you.
I pretty much agree. You could pretty much say the same thing that I was thinking as far as the Bears for this weekend. They, as long as Justin Fields, I would say if I want to add additional two things to Justin Fields, if he throws the ball away, for at least one or two times. If it's not there, throw it away. That's also a good thing for me, too. I know he's trying to make a play for every time, and if it's not there, just throw the ball away. Just throw the ball away. So, and then a quick sidebar, Mayor. Please, very quickly.
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
$3,126 million for Howard.
Sign my ball.
So, Hoodie, you delight us every day with your wonderful impressions. You keep us laughing. You have me on the floor almost all the time. So I wanted to learn from the master. So I like to ask you, what is your favorite impression? What is your hardest impression to do? And what is your easiest impression to do? Because, I'm trying to learn from the master, my man. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You know, I've never done an impression on the air. You know that, right?
100%. You're you.
I'm just doing caricatures. It's never dead on. Like those that really could do it, like back in the day, like a Rich Little. I mean, those guys that were just doing, they were spot on. Me, I'm just actually adding to the character of, you know, whatever I'm talking about.
Like Sylvie.
Like Sylvie. Sylvie with the one headphone off, and he go, you know, I go from here and he go, hey, Wado, what's going on, Wado? Abdallah! I don't work for you anymore.
I need my yellow pad like yesterday, right?
Like that. That's all. It's not even. It's just a caricature.
Correct.
I don't think I've ever done an inversion like Len Casper earlier, right? It fit. Len Casper. He goes from here and he goes. He go up. Len Casper, right?
On the
ESPN 1000 Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network. White Sox down 8-0. Like, you know. So it's never to
your
me.
Your Francesa's pretty good.
That's Carmen. I'm doing Francesa.
Carmen doing Francesa.
Carmen doing Francesa. That's
you're doing Carmen doing Francesa.
Right, exactly. Okay. And we're going to be in the arc, okay? Giants, okay? The bull, the head coach, okay? So that, it's all caricatures. It's never like in a phrase. It's just caricatures of people, right?
Yes.
That's all it is.
And it's highly entertaining.
That's all. Speaking of impersonations, Danny Zetterman's going to put money in your pocket. Hoodie, what the F? What's going on here? Hoodie. That'll be Danny Zetterman. He's coming up next. He'll put money in your pocket in one moment. And then the Friday folder.
Look forward to it.
All part of the mix on Cap and Jay Hood. Danny! What's up, everybody? Zetterman here.
I don't even get it.
Why am I yelling?
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Folder here. When you hear the Rockford Files music, that means it's time for the Friday Folder, Tom Waddle's favorite song, right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. These are stories we couldn't get to because of Cap and his sidebars and as many stories we've heard a million times.
So not true.
So now we turn it over to Jake Cantu with stories we couldn't get to because of Cap. All right, go right ahead, pal.
Because Jonathan needs to get his opinions out. They're always good, but that, his impressions all sidetracked the show.
That was uncalled for.
Here's Jake.
All right, let's start with the GOAT, Tom Brady, because he made news again with Antonio Brown. This time, a long essay sent from Tom Brady to Antonio Brown. I'm not going to read you the whole thing because it's so long. Mm-hmm. But basically, just telling him, you know, you were humble when I met you, you know, this, that, and now, you know, unfortunately, you reverted very much back to a young, immature man that is selfish.
Oof.
My question is to you, who's in the wrong here? Is Brady in the wrong for reaching out with this? Or is Antonio in the wrong posting this, looking out for help? It's a long paragraph.
No, I think Brady's being a good friend by saying, I'm the guy that brought you in, and for whatever reason you flipped on me and everybody else. What's the deal? So I read it, and it was very personal. Direct.
I did not think that Tom was out of line with what he texted. I thought Antonio was 100% out of line for all the insane stuff he's posted on social media, whether it's selling shirts with a picture of him and Giselle to this revealing a private text. Yeah, Antonio Brown's a loser. He's an idiot.
All right, Jake.
All righty. Another big story we missed earlier that involves Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift. Yes, a site that actually went down where Ticketmaster had a pre-sale with Taylor Swift. And fans of T-Swift were waiting up to 8 hours in
line. Snorling was.
Yeah, Snorling. I think his wife was waiting.
Yeah.
Plus 8 hours to try to even get tickets. There he is.
Wow.
You were saying?
For a pre-sale. So, what concert would you wait? Like, is there any concert you'd wait that long for?
Not living. Not today.
Right. If you told me, oh my God, they reincarnated Frank Sinatra, I would love to have seen him. Elvis Presley.
You had a chance. I didn't.
I did not have a chance to
see
Frank.
You had a chance to see Frank Sinatra.
I did not.
You see all the connections you had. You could have saw him here in Chicago. Absolutely, you could have.
When did he die, Randy?
Let me look it up, Cap.
He had to have taken a dirt nap.
You know what?
25 years ago, at least.
Randy, call Sinatra in the hotel. Sinatra Franklin, I believe he is. Reach out to him.
Where is it? The Sands?
Frank Sinatra died in 1998, so almost 24 and a half years ago.
You worked at GN. There was plenty of time to get tickets to see him.
He wasn't in concert then.
That's a lie. What are you talking about? You had every opportunity to see Sinatra.
I did not.
You worked at WGN, the home of all the old acts. You could have been able. Did he come in studio, Sinatra?
No.
Okay. Randy would have got him.
Can I tell you my Frank Sinatra story, or is it?
Is it in the book?
It's not in the book. No, this is. It's not for me. It's from my late uncle told me the story.
No, you can't. Okay. Do it a Friday folder.
Okay,
this is the stories we can't get to.
Okay.
Anyway.
1994 was his last show. Randy.
JC.
Well, I wanted to add a little bit to that. It gets worse because yesterday, Ticketmaster canceled the whole entire sale of the tour that would have aired today.
I would have liked to see Sinatra and I'd to see Prince one more time. No acts today, but I would love to see Prince. Knowing what I know now, I would want to see him. I wouldn't have taken it for granted.
I met him, but I never saw him perform. I would love to have seen him perform.
It's my favorite,
man. Can I tell you my Prince story? No, I'm just kidding.
Would you get out of here with that, Randy? If it's not in the book, I don't want to hear it.
Do another book.
All right. JC?
All right. A chain-smoking marathon runner finishes race in under 3.5 hours.
And we didn't get to that this week. He was in the pile. So he's chain-smoking while he runs.
Yes.
See, guys like you, Cap, will be like, oh, that's unhealthy. Why is he doing it? But he's still getting it done. You see, you can do both. You could be unhealthy if you want to and smoke and still get it done. He's a running chimney.
So,
how about that?
Did he smoke the cigarette or just keep it in his mouth for a gag?
Well, there is a picture of him with the cig in his mouth, but the 50-year-old runner from China, in 3 hours and 28 minutes, chain-smoked an entire pack of cigarettes.
See?
Throughout the marathon.
See?
Wow.
So he could do. I mean, he could have a whole pack of cigarettes and still be on the run. You couldn't do that.
I couldn't be on the run without the cigarette. No.
I couldn't either. So good for him. See?
Definitely not.
Running chimney. All right, what else do we get to?
I just found this one today just because the World Cup is starting soon, very soon, actually.
This story is crazy.
Cutter? So, Qatar bans alcoholic beer in and around World Cup stadiums, just announced this morning.
Right. The only thing you can get is Bud Zero. You can get beer, like, outside the stadium, beyond the perimeter of the stadium. There's a whole list of rules. Women cannot wear short skirts. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
You know what? Give me, Randy, I know you guys' number. Give me Bladder Sepp. Give me Sepp Blatter, please, the head of the Olympics. This idiot, man. It's already a mess, Cap.
Yeah.
It's already a mess.
A mess. They're having it here.
Like the police are threatening people that are doing live shots. Did you see that video?
I did.
The guy was just standing there. He's like, you want to destroy my camera? Want to destroy my... I mean, the guy... Like, the people, the security trying to destroy a reporter reporting on the World Cup? It is a mess. Stop. The World Cup should always be in the U.S.
I don't know if you saw the tents, actually.
It's crazy.
That they had set up. Some of the hotel tents that are going for $300, $400. Literally, like, a bed, a toilet, and just under... You're just all under a tent. That's it.
So it's World Cup Fire Fest?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Is that what you're telling me? It's like, that is a, that's just terrible. I know the ugly American in me, Cap, says it should always be in America. Because I think we can handle it. But, I mean, other countries deserve it too. But, man, get your blank straight.
Foreign visitors do not need to wear the long, dark robe that women are expected to wear called the abaya. But they are expected to cover their shoulders and wear all skirts or dresses that fall below the knee.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
No.
It's crazy.
It's the rule of that country.
No e-cigarettes will be allowed in the country.
Yeah, be careful with that.
And obviously they're not letting you bring any weed in.
Yes.
So you can get Bud Zero. There's LGBTQ rules. I mean, all sorts of stuff. Why is it there? Because they paid the biggest bribe?
The Bud Zero like the Coke Zero?
I would imagine so.
Okay. Anything else, JC, in that folder?
That is the Friday folder.
That's it. Week. We did well to this week, then.
All right, where's Tracy? Because she obviously hadn't been working all week.
Oh. Tracy
Butler? Freezing out there.
She's supposed to be here, brought to you by Shady Rays. That's supposed to be next about the weekend weather from ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Yeah.
We'll hear from her coming up next and the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day. On a football Friday on Cap and J-Hood.
Listening to Cap and J-Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and J-Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Time for our weekend weather, and Tracy Butler from ABC 7 Eyewitness News is with us here on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Get the mic. That's a fine.
There you go.
I'm fine again.
$1.
All right.
$1.
I feel so important with that music.
Buyout hasn't kicked in yet.
I feel like Bob Petty. Bob Petty.
Oh, my God.
That's who I am. And that, $2.
Wait, his now phone just off. Went off?
Yes. Bernie'sBookBank.org. Put it in the...
I get like 5 minutes a week with you guys, and I have to deal with this?
Fine, $2.
I only have a 10 and a 20.
I'll break it. Let's go. Right. Put it in there. For God's sakes. He's already a mess.
No, he should put in 10.
He's a mess. All right.
Okay.
Tracy, it is it's a little cold, a little chilly.
Ooh, it's more than that.
It is your fault, apparently, according to Cap.
Yes, apparently it is. I will
you
say...
took the week off. You couldn't have possibly wanted this type of forecast. Gray and cold.
I've been here every day this week. I've been working every day this week. I'm
in the
here.
Hall and yell like I do every day when I go get water.
Hey.
Hi, Tracy!
Hey, Cap, step out of the way. Let her give the forecast.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me shove you aside. Just watch, because I did shove my brother down the stairs with a baseball bat one time, so...
Wow.
Look out.
Wow, a little spitfire.
I'm just saying.
How about that?
Okay, I will give you this.
Great.
These conditions that we're having, this is more indicative of something we'd get in January.
Mm-hmm.
It is early for us to get this cold. Today, staying in the 20s. You know, this morning, I know some of your listeners had quite the conundrum probably getting to their destinations. We had some of that snow this
that
morning.
Guy.
Ice.
It was bad.
Yeah, it really was. Icy conditions.
Yes.
Not happy.
Nope.
I totally support you.
Yes.
Because, yeah, my commute was not fun this morning at all.
Delightful.
So it even affects us weather folk.
All right, WLS. Let's just keep your beak out of it. Let him do the forecast. Matt Lightfoot, he said. You ever said the slighted Lightfoot?
I heard him. I just tried to gloss right over that.
Well, team doesn't play well. The coach and GM are the ones that get criticized.
Anyway.
You were saying.
Hoodie, I was saying. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be very cold. Tomorrow, of course, we have the Lights Festival. It is going to be frigid, but it is going to be festive and fun. If you are coming into the city for it tomorrow, the parade kind of starts headed toward Michigan Avenue at around 5:30. Mm. I think your temperature is going to be about 19 degrees then, and your wind chill may be about 9.
Okay, so they're saying 3 to 6 feet of
correct.
Snow in Buffalo.
That's correct.
Including thunder snow.
There
what
have been some
that?
Reports of thunder snow. It's just like a thunderstorm. Same thing. Although you get the elements that are, it's cold enough that your precipitation is snow. So it's just a thunderstorm in the with temperatures that are cold enough to produce snow.
What is going on here? 3 to 6 feet.
Wow. Okay, so what's going on? We have had a very lengthy, mild fall, right? So the lake temperatures have been very, very warm, even over Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. So what's happening is you're getting this Arctic air that's coming over those lakes. And what it does is it creates this lake effect. And when it hits, when that air picks up the moisture from the lake, because it's not frozen over.
It builds snow.
It builds snow because it's hitting the friction of the land and deposits, and maybe even historical amounts.
Well, I bet you were a good student. I would have cheated off you in school.
She was in the front row. She was with the A's and B's.
I was, because I was a B.
I'm H and you're K. We would never see her paper.
Never.
Here's the Cap and J cut of the day. Brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure Boog Shambi.
Yeah.
When Jose Abreu is playing first for us and he hits a home run to beat the White Sox. Thanks, Sox!
God almighty. Time for time for the White Sox minute. White Sox are 20 under.
What? Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
So your favorite duo are going two separate places. My friend's going on vacation.
I know.
Florida? Is that what it is?
Florida.
And I'm going to New York.
You're both leaving me next week?
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Yep.
This was not cleared by the director of content through me.
Oh, he should have talked to you, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He's going to New York at 11 a.m.
Yep.
Wow. Have a safe trip.
Thank you. No thunder snow in
New York. Not Buffalo, I hope.
No. Bronx.
Okay.
I think we're safe there.
I think you're okay.
Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Never mind.
Anyway, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Have a great
and just
Thanksgiving.
Know you are the bright light on this show. We love you.
Mwah.
We love you
both.
We thank you for listening and twitching in, being part of the program here on
ESPN
1000.
Did you go to his funeral?
Oh, how about that?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, JC. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. We're back Monday at 7 on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Did you go to Merkins?
So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.